Anybody about ready for some rain around here? Amen. Amen. We're ready for the Holy Ghost to rain. We're thankful for feeling the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've had a Holy Ghost time. But what good is experiencing the Holy Ghost if the Holy Ghost is not flowing in our life and the glory of God is not in operation? Amen. I want the operation of the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. I just don't want just a touch of God. I want the hand of God in my life. I want the glory of God, the operation of God. Amen. Would you put your Bible down? Amen. We're going to lift our hands and open our hearts to God. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you for your word today. God, I pray that you would speak to us and minister to us in this house. God, work on us, work through us, and work with us today. God, I pray. We give you praise and we thank you for the anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated today. Amen. Hosea is a beautiful book whenever you look at it, because it shows the operation of God versus the operation of man. How God desires and he yearns so much to do something in the lives of people. And we find that in the scripture, he said, sow, basically in righteousness, he said, I want you to sow. When you sow seed, it means that you got to know those seed. You just don't plant anything in your garden. You just don't go to the feed store, the seed store, and just say, well, I want this. I want ryegrass when you need tomatoes. You better know what you're planting, because what you plant, what you sow, you're going to reap. But when you sow to yourself in righteousness, you're going to reap in mercy. I'm glad I have a God that begins to give mercy as the outcome and the increase. But he said, break up your hard, fallow ground. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want that rain of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, because you have plowed and participated in wickedness, and you have reaped that oppression and the sin of that, the fruit of lies have you eaten. Are you tired of being deceived and people deceiving your life and deception and following after the multitude of the crowd, even though they've been influencing and they are influencing in a different manner? I want the power of God to work in my life. Amen. And if you look at it today, the theme of this chapter in the book of Hosea, you thought you could do it all on your own. But this morning in this place, I can't do it on my own. I need God's assistance. I need the help of God. When realization comes to somebody's soul, when somebody finally realizes that your life without God can't work, you know, I want to tell you, a broken clock works two times a day. Amen. We're talking about old-fashioned clocks. We're not talking about digital stuff. Amen. But your life may every now and then point just the right direction. But if your life is not going the right direction, what good is it? Amen. Hear me today. I want to go the right direction. Amen. The emphasis of the word of the Lord here is today. We need to wake up and realize how important it is to do something constructive in our life, like sowing and planting righteousness in us. It's time to do good. And the way to overcome evil is to overcome it with good. And we don't need our part, but we need the hand of God in our life. Amen. The realization may be a great thing when somebody realizes something, and it may be a dreadful thing. When it dawns on you, the discovery that, hey, I need God, it may be a dreadful thing, like, oh, no. I mean, oh, I need God. I mean, I've got to surrender to him. I got to give my life to him. You mean in order to be saved, I've got to do this? Or it may be, God, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of my life. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I need you. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I found God, I found the treasure of treasures. Amen. It wasn't a dreadful realization. Amen. But it was a deep appreciation that came to my life when I recognized I need the King of Kings. And the dawning of a brand new day comes when somebody wakes up. And somebody begins to wise up by rising up and begin to say to themselves, amen, oh, I can't live without God. Amen, I don't know about you today. I can't live without my Savior. I can't live without His power. And you can't go to heaven without the power of God. Amen, finding the great mercy and fulfillment of God is everything. Amen, and I listened to somebody preach the other day. Amen. And they were preaching and they was talking. It was all about sensationalism. Amen. What they were talking about, all sensation. Amen. But there was never any part about commitment to the God of heaven. Amen. God is looking for somebody to break up some things in your life. Amen. To get some things broken up. The old ground of your heart has to be broken up. Amen. Does God have to let you fall down and be broken into pieces? Amen. The Bible speaks about those, amen, that fall on the rock. I'd rather fall on the rock and be broken like that, broken before God, than have the rock fall on me, the scripture says. In other words, I'd rather open my heart and say, God, here it is, like an open door, than for God had to break my life into pieces. Amen. There's some stubborn people, aren't they? There are people that you could try to help and try to help, and they just don't want help. Amen. They keep on fumbling, and they keep on going right back to the same thing. But I want to just encourage somebody today, amen, and let you know that God comes here today to help you. He's not willing for you to be a loser and for you to perish, but God wants somebody to make a turn to Him, somebody to reach to Him and let Him be God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The recognition of the awakening inside of somebody's soul is amazing. The book of Hosea is a very beautiful example, amen, of somebody realizing and coming to realization and having a great awakening, how much they need the mercies of God, how much they need the hand of God, how much they need God's emphasis in their life. Hosea is writing a message about God's yearning for His people to return to relationship. I don't know about you, but when you renew your relationship every day with God, it grows. Your relationship begins to grow upward when you renew yourself in God every day. God is wanting you to have a Genesis every day. God wants you to be a new creature in Him, not just a one-time experience. The Holy Ghost is not a birth certificate. But it's not a diploma. I've said it so many times, I don't know how to think about it, but the Holy Ghost is not a diploma. Once you get it, it's over. But the Holy Ghost is a birth certificate. It's an everyday experience with the Almighty God. I'm glad that God just don't have some old stale crackers for us and make us say, okay, this is what it's all about. But I'm thankful every day there's a freshness and a renewing of the Holy Ghost that comes. There's a joy that flows. Amen. There's a peace that comes. Not only does God fill you, but God will fulfill your life. Amen. Somebody ought to give the Lord a hand for His fulfillment today. Come on, clap your hands and say, thank you, God. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I got a God that's for me today. Amen. You see, God's people in the book of Hosea in the Old Testament time, they had, after God has blessed them, pulled them out of darkness, led them, they kept on going back to idol worship. They kept on allowing their hearts and children to be influenced. See, it don't take long for a generation to drift. It's amazing how quick people can drift away from God, how far they will go. And it's crazy to watch little things begin to come in, and little things will separate you quickly from God. That's what happened to God's people, Israel. It wasn't long. The God of heaven brought them out of Egypt. God fed them, God led them, God provided for them, God gave them the best. But guess what? They kept on drifting to other things. The Lord said, I want you to teach your children. I want you to talk about it. I want it to be in your home that I am one. Oh, there's a lot of people, the Muslims believe there's one God. There's a lot of people there believe there's one God. But the deal is, until God's number one in your life, amen, your belief system is out of order. You've got to have him as the center of your life. So the children of Israel kept drifting and kept drifting and kept drifting. And God began to send prophets. He sent Isaiah, Jeremiah. He sent different ones. And in the book of Hosea, the Lord said, I want to use a situation to let you know exactly what's going on. He spoke to Hosea to go marry a woman of ill repute, a harlot. And he went down, and in order for him to get this harlot, he had to buy her. He had to buy her out of that slavery that she was in. Can you imagine? He purchased her, brought her home, and he married her. And after he gave her the best, and after he blessed her life, they had children. The word of the Lord said she became unfaithful. And she drift off back into harlotry. Unfaithfulness. And how sad it is to watch God get a hold of people's life and God drag them out of the horrible pit of sin. Set them on the rock. Bless and establish their lives. And pretty soon they forget about God. And they start drifting again back to where God brought them from. I don't want to know about you. He brought me out of a horrible pit. Amen. Are you thankful for the mercies of God, where God's brought you from? Amen. This is what happened. Hosea married this woman. And I mean, can you imagine having to look that woman in the eye and know that you keep on leaving me? You keep on being unfaithful. But the love that Hosea had for this woman was amazing. He'd go back and get her. Her name was Gomer. Can you imagine being married to Gomer? Here she was. Come from harlotry. I'm thankful. It's not what we were. It's who we become in Jesus Christ. She became Miss Hosea. She became his bride. She became the mother of his children. She became the princess of his house. The apple of his eye. The one that he loved. The one he cared for. The one he began to bless. Doesn't that sound familiar? Amen. The same thing with many of us. Had it not been for God, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. Amen. How many can testify the goodness of God has come in your life? Where would you be without God? I watch God bring people from nothing. I watch God reach down and take people that did not have anything in their life. They had nothing, and they come to God Almighty, and pretty soon, amen, they started getting raises on the job. Their money started mattering. Things started happening in their life. Amen. They didn't have anything. Their car was, broke down all the time. And you watch things begin to come together. I'm glad in Jesus Christ he'll make your life come together. The blessings of his righteousness. The blessings of his power. Amen. I've seen a man one time that came to God. He literally lived out of his suitcase. He had nothing. He would stay in these little bitty hotels, and he tried to hold a job down, and he lived there, but he came to God, and when he came to church, he didn't have things. God started putting things in his life. Pretty soon, he began to grow. God began to bless him. God began to take care of him. God set him up, and it wasn't very long that he got a job that was amazing. He was a hard-working young man, and how amazing it was to watch the transformation in his life. Instead of that old jalopy he drove, pretty soon he had a decent vehicle. Then I can remember how God began to bless him on his job, to where he finally got out of that old apartment that he moved through the hotel to the apartment, and he bought himself a nice little house. And how amazing it was, the progression of the blessings of God in his life. There was a time that God gave him a wife, blessed him with a bride, and she was from a good family. Her daddy owned a tire store. Pretty soon, he started working for his father-in-law. His father-in-law was getting a little old, and This boy had the capability to manage. His dad-in-law put him as manager. Pretty soon, dad-in-law said, you know, I'm supposed to retire. I don't want to turn the store over to you. This young man took that tire store and began to open up different tire stores in different cities. Pretty soon, he had a chain of them. But after a while, he got so busy and got successful in his own eyes that he quit going to the house of God, quit living for God. And I'm telling you, some people think, man, look how important I am. They forgot what God's done for them. They forgot who put them and set them up. And I want to tell you, friend, when you forget who set you up, you're going to find yourself a great big fall. Amen. Pretty soon, you know, his life was so messed up, he thought he was something. And I mean, he couldn't see anymore. He thought everything, man, I got the best of best. I've got people working for me. I live in a fine house. I got everything. But friend, when you're not connected to the Almighty God in your life, even you may have everything in life, but you are a poor, miserable, wretched individual. But there's some people just don't know about it. They just don't see where they're going. Their windshield is all messed up in life. Amen. It's cloudy in their life. Oh, I got control of my life. I'm in control. Everything. I got it together. It wasn't just a few years that something happened, and that man became a bitter person. He started running around on his wife. He lost his wife. He lost his businesses. And he ended up as a suicide victim. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. We don't ever want to let go of what God has done for us. Amen. We got to keep God our Savior. Amen. Hosea began to write to us. Amen. The word began to speak to us. Hosea would go get Gomer and bring her back. And she didn't realize the goodness that she had in her life. Can you imagine now she's a little bit older, her kids are grown, and she drifts right back to that old same old place she used to go in harlotry, and here she is bound again, and her husband would go and bail her out. I want to tell you, I'm thankful for the bailouts that God's given me. Amen. But I got to get to the place that I wake up and rise up and realize I better start planting some good things in my life. I better start sowing some right things in my life. I better start putting some seed in my life. I better put some roots down in my life. I better grow something in my life. That's what Hosea is talking about. Israel kept forsaking God, going back to idols. Pretty soon their kids didn't even know God. Pretty soon their life was so messed up, they became captives of other nations. Amen. But oh, I'm thankful for the great awakening that we can have today in God. Amen. I'm thankful there's still plenty in Father's house. The prodigal son was in the pig pen, from the house of plenty to the pig pen. But in the pig pen, he woke up. I'm thankful for that wake up that God gives somebody. I'm thankful that God will reach in and shake somebody and awake them and cause them to rise up and say, hold it. I don't belong in a pig pen of life. I've got a Father who owns it all. I'm thankful for the beauty and the power of my God's righteousness, that God would take us back. Amen. 1 Corinthians, it says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Amen. When you awake out of that spiritual stupor, that state of senselessness, you can't feel, you can't see. And all this, it's blur in the sleep that somebody gets in. And you try to talk to them, and they're no more with you. It's kind of like waking up Isaac in the morning. Isaac's not in here, but I'm going to just tell you about Isaac. He is 16 years old, and you try to get him up. He's got clock going right here. Beep, beep, burp. Another one going, and he don't hear a drop of it. And I'm going, man, your phone's been going off for 20 minutes. You didn't hear all that noise? It could be a volcano going off, a train coming through his room, and he won't get up. You ever seen somebody like that? They just ignore it. They're tuned out. They're in a different world. And there have been people that come to God that God has brought out of sin. But after a while, they get to that state of mind. Amen. They start sleeping on God to where God tries to get a hold of them. God tries to shake them. God tries to awaken them. But they're lost in that stupor. They're in that place where they are in a spiritual state of senselessness. Their mind is away from God. I'm thankful today that there comes a day and an hour that God will shake us. Are you thankful for the shaking that God gives? Are you thankful for the preaching of the Word of God? Oh, we've had some preaching around here. I'm thankful that God will cause you to see yourself and awaken and rise up and realize His goodness. Just what we have in God. It's amazing. Amen. We're all sin infected without God. Contaminated. Scripture begins to say in the book of Isaiah, we are unclean. And our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our life is all dried up like leaves right now. And they're being blown by any little wind. We're falling off the tree. It looks like somebody would say, you know, it's time for me to get out of this thing. But if you're not woke up, if your heart is not ready for God, I've had people that I tried to help and try to warn and try to bless, but they would not hear. They had eyes, but they couldn't see it. They had ears, but they wouldn't hear it. They had a brain, but it wasn't working. You've seen that person that just had to do it their way. And they had to learn the hard way. Amen. I want to wake up to self's condition. Amen. I see people that don't even understand. They can come to church, and while at church, they let things come across their mind. They don't know how to tune into the Holy Ghost anymore. Hear me, saint of God. The greatest thing that you have today is when you learn to tune in to the Spirit of Almighty God and you recognize that God's trying to get a hold of you. God's not after you with a big hammer. God's not after you like a roach on the table. God, you're not a rat in the eyes of God. God wants to love you. God wants to make a difference in your life. But you got your mind on fishing. You got your mind on what you're going to eat after church. You got your mind on what you're going to do. All these when God says you're missing it. Amen. You were asleep when you need to be trying to tap in and say, God, I want what you have in the realm of the Holy Ghost. There's people we can sing the songs, and one person sitting here, amen, they tap in, and the person next to them just goes right over their head. The Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You can tell a lot of person about their appetite. How much they're hungry for God and how much they're thirsty for God. Amen. And a person that really wants what God has and really are dead to themselves. When you die out to self, you can take a dead man, twist his ear, and it won't hurt him. You can take a dead man and you can pinch him. It's not going to bother him. And when you're dead to self, the preaching of the Word of God can be hard. I've seen the preacher preach. I remember as a young man, amen, preachers would come through and preach and step on toes. And there were people that grumble and complain. He's just too hard. Amen. While the person right next to him was saying, I've been needing that. Amen. I don't know about you. I need the Word of God. I need somebody to preach to me. Amen. I need somebody to awaken me. I need something of the Holy Ghost to get a hold of. Hey, this world should be your home. This life should be yours. You ought to be sold out of the things of God. God wants a people that loves Him and stays in tune with Him in relationship. My wife one time, she said, you need to listen to yourself. She said, somebody needs to record you praying and go back and listen to yourself. How many times you repeat the same thing? She said, if you were talking to me and kept on saying, oh, Kelly. Hallelujah, Kelly. Hallelujah, Kelly. And I didn't mean it. But whoa, when I look at that girl and I go, "Ooh, Kelly. You're beautiful. Oh, Kelly, you're amazing." But I mean, there's something about it. When you tap into meaning with God and you love God, you start praying and worshiping God. When you sing the song, you're not singing just the words, but you're singing the message of it. Amen. Don't let the meaning and the message drift from you. Amen. Oh, I still like that old song we used to sing years ago. I am redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is. It still means something to me because the message matters to me. Saint of God, you're in the house of the King of Kings and the Lord of hosts today. When's the last time you just opened the door and say, God, I want you to come on in. I want you to feel welcome in my life. I want you to have liberty in my heart. I want you to work on me today. Hear me, saint, in this place. Amen. You got one time at life. Amen. You need to give it your best for God Almighty. Quit living for you and start living for the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Won't you lift both your hands to Jesus right now? Amen. And begin to worship him. Lord, I love and I praise you. Come on, somebody needs to tap into his glory this morning. Amen. And love the Lord. Hallelujah. Deep from within your heart. Hallelujah. Lord, I love and I praise you. I magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Now that I preached at you, let's look at construction now. Construction. You know, in order to wake up to righteousness and wake up to yourself and really go forward, there's some things that has to happen in your life. Everybody wants the goodness and the power of the Holy Ghost. They want God's order, God's operation. But you wake up, you got to do something about you. When you come to the altar, it's not just to get your blessing. It's to lay yourself down and pick up his cross and follow him. So in order for there to be a good wake up, there must be a good breakup. You're going to have to break up with some things. You have to break up with self being in control. Everybody likes to date self. They like self to be the one that you cater to. But you need to break up with sin. Break up with the grasp of sin. The entertainment of sin. The influence of sin. You break up the old fallow ground of the heart. The old hard ground. That word fallow ground means break up that ground that hadn't been touched in a while with a plow. It's become a hardened. Only thing it yields is weeds, briars, problems. Word said, break it up, plow it. I love it whenever the preaching of the Word of God comes, but we said, man, he was plowing deep. But plowing deep will do you no good till you let the plow of God in your heart and you do some plowing. You start working on you. You get rid of some roots, some rocks, some stones out of your life, some thorns in your life. Get rid of some things that are hindering your life. Working on you, you got to break up with some things. You got to break up after you wake up. And the next thing you have to start working on, you sort of had to put some things in action. You have to start sowing and planting some things in your life. Brother Martin, you just don't go out there and got potatoes in that garden. How many times you've got to get out there and plow and plow and plow that old garden out there? Brother Martin, through the years, I've been here 27 years as your pastor. Brother Martin, 27 years, that garden has produced peas, tomatoes. Isn't it amazing what it would do, that same old spot? The same old place, Brother Martin. I watch God bless you with crops. I watch God bless you with, I mean, wonderful things. You remember that big old cabbage you brought me? I mean, a head of cabbage big as a basketball. How amazing what God did. But it didn't come about. He didn't just walk out on his porch and there it was. He had to put some things in. You want the blessings and the outcome of God? You start planting some seeds. You know, it takes a man of faith. A farmer has to be a man willing to put some seed in the ground and risk some things and cover it up. If you plant a gold flake, it's not going to spring up. But if you plant a seed, it's amazing what it begins to do. Hosea said, it's time to sow to yourself in righteousness. Put some right things there. If you want the mercies of God, you want to reap in mercy, sow some right things. I look at people that come to church, and after a period of time, they learn to have church without having God. It's crazy because, man, I grew up in a large church, and I'm telling you, they sang, and we could have church. We can learn how to have church and not have God involved in it. I mean, everybody got an island, and they were dancing and jumping. But right after church, it's back to the same old pig pen. The shout didn't do me any good. Preacher would come and preach, and I mean, he would plow deep. But there was no sowing in righteousness. Nobody was putting seeds. And I look back, and this week I thought about it. I've seen faces of those that I even went to a Christian school with, that we used to have prayer meetings at chapel services, to where they would cart us out drunk in the Holy Ghost. Every time the pastor said, just leave them in here. They ain't going anywhere. They're drunk in the Holy Ghost. And I look back at those boys and young ladies that were in that Christian school. And on my hands today, I can name, both hands maybe, just a few of them that have stuck. People that God used as teenagers at chapel services that the Lord had anointing on. Their lives is messed up. Their life is all broken to pieces. They've been through this marriage, that marriage. They've lived crazy. Some of them are in the grave. Some of them are in the penitentiary. And you wonder, what happened? I'll tell you what it was. Somebody didn't know how to sow and plant some right things in their life. It's time to put right things in order in your soul. The scripture says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. That was being prophetic about when Jesus Christ is coming and pours out his spirit. I want to tell you, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to see God let the rain begin to fall on our lives, on our children, our church, our couples, amen, our individuals, those that senior saints, those widows and widowers in our church. We want to see the righteousness of God reign in their soul. I love it, Ren, whenever amen, you walk outside and you smell that rain coming. Amen. I don't know about you, but right now we could use some of that. Amen. There's something about that smell of rain coming in that way. When you start smelling it in the air, amen, you start feeling it in your bones. Some of you that have arthritis, you start feeling it before it happens. Amen. You start feeling it in your joints. Amen. But I feel something in the Holy Ghost right now. God is wanting to pour out his rain. But if you don't have no seed planted and righteousness, right things in order in your life, what good is a Holy Ghost rain? You're just going to have a wash out and a run off, and nothing's going to do good. But if you have the seed in the ground, you have things in order in your life, and you're taking care to plow it up and put it there. The mercy and the miracle of God will start happening. Everybody thinks revival is having a crowd. I'll tell you very honestly, amen, I want to see God feel. And for us to have to expand this building, we come from that little bitty church, the size of this platform. And God brought us to this building. Amen. We watched God give us last year 1,583 visitors to this church. Amen. That's amazing. This last 3 days, we had people walk in this place. Amen. The last month, we've had people walk in that were not invited, that just felt something move them. This young man has walked in. We baptized him in Jesus' name. God's ready to fill him with the Holy Ghost. He's on the front row today. Amen. Where did Brother Will come from? I'll tell you where he came from. The Holy Ghost has been in operation. Amen. God's beginning to work. Amen. Brother Will, God didn't bring you here for you just to come. Amen. God just don't want you to become just a religious person. God wants you to be
full of His Spirit. God wants you to be full of His grace. God wants some right things in your life.
Amen. First thing He did, went to Goodwill. Amen. You can give everybody, later on, you give me your size of you wear. He went and bought him a suit. He said, Pastor, it costs just as much to get it dry clean. And I'm not just, but brother, how many of you, when God brought you out of sin, you were ready for a change. You're ready for something new. Amen. This young man's ready for something to happen in his life. But if he comes to a church that doesn't have seeds of righteousness planted, what good, amen, is he just coming here and just going through the motion? But if somebody says, God, we want your right things. We want the harvest. We want the power of the Holy Ghost. We want to see lives change. If the church is not an intensive care unit, amen, what good is it? Are we just another social club? Amen. No, I want the power of God to break every yoke of sin. I want to see God open the eyes of those that have been blinded. I'm ready for a wake up. I'm ready for the glory of the Holy Ghost. Stand with me. For you really to do something about waking up, you got to break up with some things. You got to have a breakup. You got to break up the foul ground. And you got to have to tell some things bye-bye. Some old habits. When I went to college, my mother told me, she said, now listen, I had an alarm clock like this. It didn't have a snooze on it. My alarm clock in the morning when I was a kid and a teenager, she would open the door and said, boys, get up. Didn't have a snooze on that alarm clock. I mean, she said, get up. You better be up. And if she came back in third, fourth time and you wasn't up, she had a way of making you want to get up. So when I went to college, she said, now listen, you take an alarm clock. Don't put it by your bed. Put it to where you have to get up. And we had that old type alarm clocks, you know, when I went to college. And it was a digital, but I set it away from them. And Brother Fancher, you know, I didn't even know what a snooze button meant on that clock. I didn't really. I'll be honest. I'll tell you how ignorant I was. I didn't know what the snooze meant till I got married. And my wife, the alarm clock went off, and she reached up there, tapped it, gone. In a little bit, it rang again. Sitting there watching her. It's crazy. What did you do? She said, that's what that snooze button meant. I didn't know that. I want to tell you, we need to throw the snooze buttons away. I want to know nothing about it. I want the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to rise up. I want to wake up. I want to be conscious. But Jeff, I want that to burn in me. Amen. That people would come, amen, to God. But, you know, we want people to come, but are you really woke up? Are you really on fire for God? Are you ready for the things of God in your life? Or is it the same old, where's the snooze button, Pastor? Not right now. I don't want to get up right now. Give me 50 more minutes. Give me tomorrow to do it. And pretty soon you procrastinate it. While the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Oh, you need to be in the flow and say, God, right here. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I want it to work in me. Amen. It's time to plant some things in your life. It's time to put some things in order. It's time to put right things in its place in your life. Amen. That means if you got something in your life that is out of order, get it in order. If you're wearing things that are not appropriate to God, get it out of your closet. Get out of your house. Amen. If you're going places that it's not right, if you're doing things that are wrong, if you're looking at things that are wrong, and if you're listening to things that are wrong, get it out. Get it right. Amen. Quit hitting the snooze button. Awake to righteousness. Put righteousness in its place. Hallelujah. And sin not. Hallelujah. There must be a dedication. Brother Martin plants those peas. He'll say, okay, these 7-8 rows. I don't know how many rows of peas you had, Brother Martin. Big old long rows. He said, these rows are for peas. They were dedicated for peas. These rows right here dedicated for potatoes. This was to cucumbers, squash, zucchini, tomatoes. You need to say, my life is dedicated for the things of God Almighty.
Amen. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now for somebody. Amen. God is ready to let rain of righteousness come in your life. God wants to see something happen in your life, some germination, transformation, some roots down. Amen. For people to start walking with God and begin to grow up in God instead of being an immature baby that just has to come to church and everybody had to, oh, poor little so-and-so, you know, she's so discouraged. And every time you get to that little valley of mully grubs, everybody's got to come around you and treat you like a little baby, put baby powder all over you. God is not calling this church to be a bunch of old babies, but God is wanting you to be mindful of His Spirit to grow up and be mature for His kingdom. Amen. Would you lift your hands and say, God, start it in me. God, let it wake up in me. Work in me today. God, make me what you called me to be. There's some of you that God has called you to be mighty warriors. Amen. God wants you to be used in prayer. God wants you to be used as instruments of worship and to teach Bible studies and to be a effective in the kingdom of God. God does not have dull tools, but every tool in His toolbox should be sharpened and shapen and ready for God to use you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise right now, somebody. I smell rain, Brother Jeff. Man, that hay pasture would look good with a little rain on it right now, wouldn't it? Bale of hay is what? Roll of hay, $80? How fast do your cows eat a roll? 160 dollars a day just to feed cows. $80 a roll. And people searching and looking. In West Texas, Stevens County, Texas, Eastland County, I think it's Eastland County right now. The sales there were normally averaged about 400 head of cattle. Brother Roach from Breckenridge, Texas told me, he said, they're lined up early in the morning. No water, no food, no grass. They're selling their cows. It's time for a good rain in God. I don't know about you, but I brought my umbrella. I'm believing God for a Holy Ghost rain. In your church, in your home, and in your life. Amen. How many's ready for the, I want to just tell you, it's kind of crazy for me to say I want the rain and have an umbrella, but I want to just tell somebody right now, I want to be saturated in the Spirit of God. I want to be so full and saturated, even that things started growing, even things that I put in order, seeds that I planted will start sprouting. I want a mighty harvest of the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. Won't you step out of your chairs? Amen. I want you to come to the front. Lift your hands just for a few moments around the front. And I want you to pray for, amen, your life, that God would use you. Our guests, we want you to come stand around the front with us just a moment. Amen. I want you to lift your hearts with us. Amen. And say, God, do something with me. Do something in my soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your Spirit work in me, Jesus.
Revival,
Holy Ghost revival,
revive us, Lord. Send down your rain.
Come on, young man, let God use you today.
And flood our,
come on, mama, let God use you. Like grandma, let God use you.
A Holy Ghost revival,
revive us, Lord. The master to ask God, do it in me, Lord.
Send down the rain from heaven to flood our thirsty souls.
Come on, you ought to pray for him.
Holy Ghost revival.
Hallelujah. Brother Bourne, get a hold of this young man. Pray with him today. God wants to fill Brother Will with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for souls to be filled in our church. Lord, our backslidden children, bring them back, God. Somebody pray with Brittany over here. God wants to fill Brittany with the Holy Ghost. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Come on, open the floodgates.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Open the floodgates. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
window. Open that floodgate. God, I don't want anything to hold you back.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Time of the year to plant. Brother Fancher, we're excited about it, but it's dry as a bone. And our region in the state of Texas has been dry all across Texas. A couple months from now, those men in the church that like to pull the trigger, shoot these things that come out, eat our corn, go to our food plots. You bunch of hunters, how many of you like to hunt? Let me see your hand. We want to plant those food plots, brother, but it's dry. I tell you, by September 13th, that's when you got to have it in the ground. But today, God's looking for us to plant the seed, have it ready. I'd rather have it all ready and let God send the rain in my life and watch how God miraculously changes the scenery. Right now the grass is turning golden brown. People's yards get brown. But the only thing that would change that is a good rain. What will change your life is a good saturation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But what good is it if we have the fields plowed
with no seed planted. And we miss the plowing and the planting. And God lets rain come and the water run through your fields and drain to the creek. And you didn't have any seed planted. I want seeds planted in my life. Plant righteousness, right things. Put right things in your life and watch what God will do with it. He'll send that rain. Praise God. Amen. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Be in prayer for the jail service this week. Also, Sister Mary sent us a text a while ago. Some of her family members flipped a vehicle. They're in critical condition. Remember the Allison? He needs prayer in his body. Want God to touch Sister Graves. Want to keep praying for Brother and Sister Graves. God touch them in their accident they just had. Brother Buddy, Sister Rhonda's daddy. Keep lifting him up in prayer that God would heal his body in Shreveport area. God would touch him. Others that need a touch from the King of Kings today. We want the Lord to touch and minister. Let's take our needs. God, we thank you, Jesus, for healing. Thank you for your power. Be with us today, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight's service, 6 o'clock prayer. The choir will be singing. Amen. We'll be celebrating tonight. Amen. For victory in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come ready to bring somebody with you that needs the Holy Ghost and somebody that just needs to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Come and let's let God pour out His Spirit. You're dismissed. Greet our guest in Jesus' name.